You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good, Earl. How are you?
All right, man. What about that Packer game, man?
Yeah, it's a little disappointing, but they seem to turn it around in the second half.
Did you watch it?
Yeah, I watched most of it.
It's turning it around in the second half. You know, I mean, what do you get for that?
I mean, you don't get much, but I guess you get good feelings going into next week or something. Minnesota's a good team.
Yeah, I mean, you don't get to be 4-0 without being a good team. I think clearly they are the surprise of the league. They lost their first-round draft choice, a quarterback who, you know, is out for the season in the first preseason game. So I don't think people gave them much of a chance to do anything.
Yeah. The quarterback they drafted, he was looking good in preseason, but there's a good likelihood that Sam Darnold was going to be the starter at the beginning of the season anyways. So I think people were discounting them, but their defense is special. And then, of course, you got Justin Jefferson, the best receiver in the league.
Well, and I think we kind of overlook how can I forget the running back's name?
Aaron Jones.
The Packers got a great running back, but, man, Aaron Jones still has a lot of life in him, Calvin.
Yeah, no, he's really good. And sometimes a change of scenery can also revitalize you a little bit.
Yeah, but he didn't need much revitalizing. He's been a great running back ever since he's been with Green Bay. And, you know, he's 29 years old. He's still got some, you know, air left in the tires or some tread still left on the tires.
Yeah, no, definitely. His biggest issue has always been staying on the field. So I guess we'll see if he can stay healthy the whole season.
Yeah, you know, he's also just a class act, right?
Oh, yeah, he's a great guy.
Look, you know, we got a lot to talk about this morning. As always, man, the Helena, is that how it's pronounced? Ripped across the U.S. In southeast part of the United States, and man, wreaked a lot of havoc, Calvin. You know, 1,000 people are missing. They know that the death toll right now is 100 and counting, but man, you know, you and I talk about this a lot. Living in those beautiful southern places, man, that's a big risk, right?
Yeah, I mean, I've seen videos on the internet of like helicopter footage or just people trying to get out. There's whole streets and highways completely obliterated and gone. There's a town that's connected with bridges that all the bridges are washed out, so everyone's stranded in the town. It's not a good situation.
You know, man, it is. As I was watching it, and so this is nothing new. We've grown accustomed in this country, especially those in the southern regions of this nation, of these tragedies. And so this is not the last one, Calvin. You know, this is that season, hurricane season. I got some friends who live down that way. And so, but you watch the news you know, videos of it. And they're talking to people who have lost everything. And you know, in many instances, they don't have insurance. And the government can't replace everything. And you just, you know, your heart goes out to them. But at some point, Calvin, you have to say, you know, and they've said this in different parts of Florida. Well, why should the government continue to rebuild in those areas? Because they know it's going to keep happening, Calvin. If it's not to this time, it'll be the next time. But it's inevitable that these things are going to continue to happen and only get worse. So, I mean, that people understand that. They love being down there. But I'll ask you, Calvin, should the United States government be responsible for people who know that, you know, it's kind of like in Kansas, right? You're in Kansas or Nebraska. That's Tornado Alley. You know there's going to be a lot of tornadoes in that area. And so people choose to continue to live in that area. And, you know, you kind of expect there to be tornadoes. Can the government, is it the taxpayer's responsibility to continue to rebuild? Well, it's the same way if you're in a hurricane alley. Should the taxpayers, should the government continue to rebuild? Because you know this is going to continue to happen time after time after time. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842 is the number. Let's go to Al from Milwaukee. Good morning to you, Al. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. You failed to mention Washington's quarterback while you were talking about the Vikings.
They got a great young quarterback.
Fresh out of college. Yep. But anyway, it's idiocy. If you are going to build and live in a area that you know annually is going to be in the middle of Hurricane Alley, and you just continue to stay there knowing that the insurance is insurmountable and the government cannot rebuild and you lose all your property and everything, there's no logic to it whatsoever. The government should actually ban people from building in that area because you know it's going to be destroyed every year. And see, hurricanes are also followed by tornadoes. Most of the damage is not the hurricane, it's the after storms that happen.
You know, Al, there are people who continue to move there, knowing, you know, that there is no protection and knowing that they can't afford the insurance. And then when they lose everything, they expect the federal government and FEMA to come to the rescue. Now, I know people will say, well, this is America. People can live wherever they want to live. Yeah, that's true, Al. But I mean, you know, this happens repeatedly this time of the year. And we know this is not the end of it, Al. We know it's going to continue to happen even more so this year. So whose responsibility is it to then turn around and bail these people out?
There's nobody's responsibility. It's their responsibility for being there in the first place when they know that it's going to happen. And FEMA and the government should not be rebuilding anything in those areas because you know that it's going to happen again and again. It's the same way with Tornado Alley you mentioned from South Dakota all the way to southern Texas. Every year, there's multiple tornadoes, and they tear up everything. I was stationed down there in the military. They tore up Air Force bases, radar bases, and what have you. And they keep rebuilding, and they tear them up year after year after year. That's a waste of money and a waste of everything, because only that land is only good for what they use it for, growing wheat.
Well, you know, Al, people say, and yeah, it's beautiful down there. I get that, right? I mean, it's paradise down there. Well, I don't know. I don't know so much if it's paradise, Al, if you know how many times a year, you know, you're going to be flooded out or maybe even killed. I don't know if it's worth that risk.
I say people are chasing the sun. They love heat and they love to be naked. See, I'm just the opposite. I live in the north on purpose because I'm waiting for the snow and ice.
Well, one thing's for certain, you're going to get that. You know, you're going to get the snow and ice. But again, I think as I'm reading and watching all of this, and people are saying, oh my God, those poor people. Well, you know, you got, I mean, this one this time, Noel, got all the way up through Georgia and other places that it normally doesn't get. But man, just watching the devastation is heart-wrenching. But again, when they ask the people and the people say, I lost everything I have, you know, everything I had. Well, you kind of knew that. And as somebody who, you know, had his basement flooded a couple times, I couldn't imagine, Al, having your whole home flooded, right? And everything around you.
My home was flooded 7 times on 42nd Street, just south of Hampton. And I still own the house because it was built well enough that it didn't destroy the structure, but I had to replace the interior several times. But you kept labeling these people poor people. Obviously, they're not as poor as you think.
I don't mean financially. I don't mean financially. Hey, Al, thank you very much for the call. Listen, I'm going to do something as we move forward with the show that I don't normally do. And so Donald Trump did a speech on yesterday. He had a rally in Pennsylvania. We're going to cover a lot of that in the next. All right, welcome back to Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. So yesterday, the things I don't do for this show. Donald Trump was in Erie, Pennsylvania, and he had a speech that lasted an hour and 40 minutes. And so, believe it or not, I saw, and it shouldn't be a speech, I mean, his act, you know, his theater. It's because that's what it is. Public theater. And so I watched it, the entire, in its entirety. an hour and 40 minutes or so. Because I really wanted to see if there had been any changes. Because the day before, the first lady, Melania Trump, had an interview that she had on Fox News. And she asked for the Democrats to stop branding her husband as a threat to democracy. This is Melania Trump. And so she's blaming the media and Democrats for fueling a toxic atmosphere and empowering those who want to harm her husband. Democrats previously blamed Trump for violent rhetoric, including helping to incite an attack on the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. This is not normal. This is Melania Trump saying. Melania Trump added, "It's really shocking that all this egregious violence goes against my husband, especially that we hear the leaders from the opposition party and mainstream media branding him as a threat to democracy, calling him vile names." So the former first lady said this needs to stop, and it needs to stop now. So with that backdrop, this is Melania Trump the other day, as she's complaining and saying that Democrats are inciting, you know, violence against her husband. And so Donald Trump, in his speech, well, it's stick, because that's what it is. You know, I went through the entire speech, and I'm going to spend the bulk of the show going through it bit by bit, letting you hear for yourself the things that this man said just yesterday. Now, his wife was just, you know, complaining and saying that it is others who are endangering her husband's life. When you hear the things that this man said on yesterday, I clearly don't want to hear anybody else say that it's the Democrats who are inciting violence towards Donald Trump. Because he himself, everything coming out of his mouth is vile. And he's got, you know, a crowd of people cheering him on. Yeah, yeah. Kind of like the Romans when they had the Christians. And they turn the lions loose. Yeah, yeah, let's get them. Yeah, yeah. That kind of insanity is what we're talking about. And I know we've probably got some of them in the listening audience who, in the face of hearing this man, knowing that this man is suffering some serious mental health issues, knowing it, no sane person talks like that or acts in that manner. But yet people are egging him on. Yeah, more blood. Let's do it. Man, I just, for the life of me, am so terrified that in the face of all of that, there are many in this audience, or some in this audience, who still are saying, "That's my man." You know, they asked Lindsey Graham after what happened on yesterday, his thoughts. Well, I said before, I don't think that Donald Trump should be attacking the president and the vice president. Whoa, wait a minute. So Donald Trump is attacking the president of the United States now and the vice president now and Lindsey Graham A United States senator says, well, we know he shouldn't be doing it. Well, okay, so you know he's doing it. And many of you know he's doing it. Well, then stop talking about Democrats are behind the assassination attempts on Donald Trump's life. Donald Trump and what you're going to hear. And I hope that you'll chime in, because the majority of this show is dedicated to the things that came out of his mouth on yesterday. So 855-752-4842. Not what came out of his mouth last month or 2 years ago or 4 years ago. Yesterday afternoon in Erie, Pennsylvania. 855-752-4842. It's a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
On the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury. Oh, oh, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be. Lost mother, radiation underground and in the sky. Animals and birds who live nearby.
All right, welcome back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. So I couldn't help but, you know, after reading Melania Trump's appeal to politicians and the news outlets to stop endangering the life of her husband, you know, with the way they talk about him, the way they say he's a threat to society. And so she's appealing to those who don't support her husband. And then the very next, you know, weekend, she did this on Friday on Fox News. But then on Sunday, he went into some dark places. But he hasn't, I mean, that's who he is. You know, he's a dark man. The recesses of his mind don't have good in them. They clearly don't, because the things that come out of his mouth are a reflection of who he is. So let me, before I go to Mike Calvin, we're going to play some excerpts. I got a lot of excerpts from the speech, but before we do that, this is PBS's, you know, tapes about what Donald Trump had to say on yesterday. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump escalated his personal attacks on his Democratic rival, Kamala Harris, on Sunday by repeating an insult that she was mentally impaired, while also saying she should be impeached and prosecuted. Trump's rally in Erie, Pennsylvania took on similar themes as an event one day earlier that he himself described as a dark speech. He told a cheering crowd that Harris was responsible for an invasion at the U.S.-Mexico border, and she should be impeached and prosecuted for her actions. Crooked Joe Biden became mentally impaired, he added. Sad, but lying Kamala Harris, honestly, I believe she was born that way. There's something wrong with Kamala, and I just don't know what it is, but there's definitely something missing. And you know what, everybody knows it. So to this, he got just an outstanding round of applause. Any person who, you know, I don't speak the King's English. I'm not even close to it. But man, when you listen to Donald Trump and what he has to say, it's hard to envision, because I know no other time in history of this nation, ever in the history of this nation, could a person who had that kind of character even be considered. I mean, there would be no, and there'll never be another after him. A flat-out racist and bigot. That's who Donald Trump is. I'm sorry. And when you hear the things that he has to say, if you don't agree with that, you know, everybody has their own right to their own opinions. But the things that this man said and says are outlandish. Calvin, why don't you begin, please?
Lying Kamala Harris in San Francisco, a city that she has totally destroyed. That's where she is right now at a fundraiser. I don't know why fundraiser they sent her. They get so much money. You know, a lot of people send money. I won't tell you who, but people that you would not like very much. I could give you the names. I think I will release the names. But if I do that, they'll say that I'm a threat to democracy. He's a threat. You wouldn't like the names. But they raise a lot of money from bad people. Fundraising events with her radical left lunatic donors.
So the donors to Kamala Harris are radical left lunatic donors. He's clearly, you know, riling up people who have some real issues themselves. Because nothing that I just heard Donald Trump say was anything that was worthy of an applause, unless it was from some people who themselves are kind of challenged. Calvin, go to the next, if you will, please.
So he's at home sleeping in one of his many estates, and she's in San Francisco, which she destroyed, trying to raise more money. She ought to get out and do more interviews. That's what she ought to do, right? And I'm here in Erie, Pennsylvania, with the workers who used to be Democrats, but now they're all Trump Republicans, because they know that Trump is going to take them to the promised land. We will.
Wait. Hey, Calvin. Wait a minute. Did he say he was going to take them to the promised land? Did I hear that right?
Yeah, you heard right.
So Donald Trump now is God. He's going to take you to the promised land. And instead of people saying, oh, what? Wait a minute. What did he say? He's going to take them to the promised land. I wonder where the promised land is, Donald Trump and Donald Trump followers. 855-752-4842. I wonder what promised land he's talking about. Kevin, play the next cut, please.
Polls are doing great. You saw that. If we win Pennsylvania, we win. But, you know, honestly, we're doing good everywhere. But we were at the Alabama-Georgia game yesterday. Did you see it? So, just to show, because this is a poll too, right? And I walked in. It must be my looks. Because the place went stone cold crazy. Where is it? Put it up. Put it up. We gotta put it up.
So listen. So this is the person that you want to be the president of the United States? 855-752-4842. I'm not making anything up. These are his words yesterday. So with all the issues, serious issues that are affecting this nation right now, this is the best he can do? Put on a sideshow? And yet we're biting our fingernails because we don't know if people are going to put this man in office? Man, we got a lot more of this. So I'm going to go to the phone lines and let's go to Mike from Kenosha. I don't know where we're going. I really don't. I'm terrified that this could possibly happen. That somehow there are enough people in this country who think that this lunatic should become president of the United States again. Mike from Kenosha, go ahead.
Good morning. You know, I look forward, so forward to Motown Monday, but then I got to come back and find my footing all over again and jump into Trump nonsense. It's really one heck of a challenging time just to be a citizen in our nation.
It is.
And it hurts deeply. It hurts deeply. I caught the Prayer to Sheen rally as much as I could. I caught the Pennsylvania rally as much as I could bear it. And everything was gaslighting. Everything was half-truth at best. And it's just... You know, as clear can be, we've seen this stuff now for 9 years. This is no surprise. What's the biggest surprise for me, Earl, is that he's still relevant.
Yes.
After all of this nonsense. But I want to touch on something very quickly about his whole platform. Because now some of the news groups are going to back off on fact.
Yes.
Finding and, you know, no. Now is not the time to back off. Now is the time to reassert the truth and truth to power. All of the statistics that MAGA and Donald Trump continuously throw out to the people, it's all nonsense, smoke and mirrors. It is collective over 40 years, almost 40 years of inactivity. He's counting all the migrant flows and all the immigration statistics for several administrations, including his own, and then asserting that all this happened under Biden-Harris, which is a lie. It's a bold-faced lie, a face lie, and yet we don't call him out on it. The media doesn't call out. That's the thing that drives us crazy, Earl, is when you know that he's lying, but we have talking heads in members of the media that are just bobbleheading. They're just accepting it and going on. They're not challenging a thing. I think we need to create a little truth chamber that we can all contribute in to your show. And say, hey, you know what? No, you know, we can all contribute facts and information, and then let the audience sort this out and figure out who is being honest and who is not.
You know, Mike,
we are being duped here. And what he's go ahead.
No, finish your point.
Well, you know, the people have to take control of this. If the media chooses to take a path, and when they choose not to report, Melania gets paid $100,000 plus every time she sets her foot on a stage. you know, we need to know these things, Earl, and we are not being told.
We need to know. Well, Mike, you know, out of all the things you said, the most important of all was the fact that in some instances, the media said they're no longer going to fact check. And you just have to ask the question, why did they make that decision? You know, who put pressure on the media to no longer fact check? It's not that they don't want to fact check Kamala Harris. It's the fact that they don't want to fact check the man who lies every time he breathes. Thank you very much for the call. 855-752-4842. It's a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. All right, welcome back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. So, you know, I'm just talking about, you know, this. Yeah, I've been around a little while, so some of you in the listening audience might remember Ted Mack's Amateur Hour. The Ted Mack Amateur Hour. So hang on, I got a guest that I'm going to bring on quickly. She's with the Harris Waltz campaign, so we're going to bring her on, and then we'll continue. The show after this guest, Miss Adrienne Todman. Good morning to you. How are you doing?
Good morning to you, Earl. I'm doing fabulous. How are you doing today?
I'm doing just fine. So you clearly have some information you want to bring the listening audience.
Absolutely, absolutely. But first, let me start by saying that, you know, my thoughts are squarely with the many fellow Americans who are suffering through the aftermath of Hurricane Helene, North Carolina, South Carolina, Florida, Georgia, Tennessee, Virginia. So I just want to say I know we're all walking with them as they're going through this moment, and my thoughts are with them. And I think that the idea of making sure that we are there for fellow Americans sits squarely with what our Vice President Harris and Governor Walz believes in. I mean, they believe in helping people when they are most at need. They believe in giving people a hand when they absolutely need it. And it's one of the reasons why they're perfectly suited to lead our country into the future and a new way forward. I've had the opportunity to be around Vice President Harris. I can tell you that you will not find a more dedicated, intelligent, passionate person to lead our country. It's somebody who squarely understands what it is to help folks who are trying to achieve the middle class and stay in the middle class, versus someone who, quite frankly, I'll say, you know, had everything kind of given to him on a silver platter. And Governor Walz is, you know, a studied Midwesterner. He's a former teacher, as you know, a former coach, and someone who, when you see the debate tomorrow night, you will know that he's plain spoken and somebody who cares about his neighbors, and just really a solid guy. And so with those people, those leaders, our Vice President and Governor Walz, they're the ones who have a different vision for this country, one that is focused on the future, not one that brings us. Go ahead.
So you're the Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, and I was, before you came on the air, I was talking about a campaign rally that Donald Trump had in Erie, Pennsylvania, that was just atrocious. And you talk about the plans that Vice President Kamala Harris and Tim Walz are planning to address many issues that impact and affect this community. You know, you began the conversation today reaching out for those who are hurting and in pain. Donald Trump didn't open his mouth in the campaign, in his rally yesterday in Erie, Pennsylvania, about the people who are struggling and hurting.
That's so typical. That's so typical about who he's for and what he's about.
Well, absolutely. I mean, the fact that he didn't even bring it up, I listened to the entire speech.
Look, you know, one of the things that I find incredible, and I know that there are folks who feel that, you know, there's not enough opportunity out there. And, you know, the vice president, the governor, certainly are focused on that. But what I want folks to remember, Earl, is take us back to during the time that President Trump was the president. You know, I remember waking up every morning feeling stressed and wondering what chaos will be upon us here in this country right now. I remember thinking that the way he was attacking folks, attacking the disabled, attacking old people, attacking veterans. So I don't think that
people of color
cares about anybody. People of color. Don't let me get started with, you know. I don't think he cares anybody but himself. And when my mother taught me that when somebody tells you who they are, you believe them. And he is clearly telling us day after day who he is and what he plans to do if he returns to office. And I think it was in that same rally that he referred to a, you know, highly educated, highly accomplished Black woman as being mentally impaired. Who does that?
Well, somebody themselves who is mentally impaired. I wish I had more time with you, Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, Ms. Adriana Todman. But I really appreciate you taking a little time out of your busy schedule for reaching out to us.
Well, very good. Well, just remember, everyone, to vote and vote Harris Walz.
All right. Phone lines are always open for you. All right. Thank you very much for the call. 855-752-4842. We're going to continue, Donald Trump's again. For those of you who might not remember the Ted Mack Amateur Hour, that's what Donald Trump had on yesterday. Ted Mack Amateur Hour revisited. The so-called candidate for the President of the United States on the...
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.